It seems investigating murders in South Carolina's Lowcountry is really turning into a thing. That's why we've created another podcast focusing specifically on the murder of Stephen Smith. We, of course, have continuing coverage for you on the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. But if you want a channel exclusively dedicated to the coverage of the investigation and finding justice for Stephen Smith, be sure to search and press subscribe to The Murder of Stephen Smith. Search that wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe as we bring you daily coverage of the investigation into the murder of Stephen Smith and the quest for justice. Search The Murder of Stephen Smith wherever you get podcasts. Hope you're having a great weekend. This is our week in review, a look back at some of the most compelling stories we've covered for you in the last 7 days. Brand new episodes back Monday, right here.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
In the quiet rural corners of South Carolina, something sinister was brewing. Detectives for years were kept in the dark about the 2015 hit-and-run death of Stephen Smith, a young man whose lifeless body was discovered on a desolate stretch of road. It wasn't until the tragic murders of Margaret and Paul Murdaugh in 2021 that the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division SLED was finally called upon to investigate the mysterious demise of Stephen, a former classmate of Buster Murdaugh. Stephen's tragic end, first thought to be a simple hit and run, slowly unraveled into something far more chilling. There were whispers of a secret gay relationship between him and Buster. Suspicions grew that Stephen's death had been deliberately swept under the rug. His heartbroken mother, Sandy, reached out to the FBI in 2016, implicating Buster and claiming that the investigation had been deliberately derailed. In a valiant effort to uncover the truth, Sandy, Stephen's mother, even launched a GoFundMe to exhume her son's body, hoping for a new unbiased look at the remains and a more accurate determination of the cause of her son's death. She sought the truth, and her unyielding perseverance paid off as donations poured in, far exceeding the initial goal. His body will be exhumed. SLED making a statement today in light of the attention finally put onto the death of Stephen Smith. Stephen's mother's letter to the FBI being revealed, and accusations running wild, South Carolina Law Enforcement Division, SLED, provided a statement into the death of Stephen Smith and the investigation. It reads, "In the interest of accuracy, understanding, and the continued mission of seeking justice for victims of crimes, the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division is providing the following information. On July 8, 2015, the Hampton County Sheriff's Office requested SLED's crime scene unit to process a death scene involving a body that was found on Sandy Run Road in Hampton County. SLED crime scene agents were dispatched from SLED's headquarters and responded to the scene. On arrival, SLED crime scene agents processed the crime scene. The primary mission of SLED is to provide quality manpower and technical assistance to law enforcement agencies and to conduct investigations. SLED's crime scene unit routinely responds to requests for assistance from local law enforcement and fellow state agencies to process crime scenes across South Carolina. The involvement of SLED's crime scene unit at a scene does not automatically indicate a SLED investigation. On July 8, 2015, SLED crime scene agents attended an autopsy of Stephen N. Smith, where medical examiner Dr. Aaron Presnell concluded Mr. Smith died from being struck by a motor vehicle. Due to the medical examiner's determination, the Hampton County Sheriff's Office requested the South Carolina Highway Patrol to investigate Mr. Smith's death, handing it off once again. Sled was not requested by the Hampton County Sheriff's Office or the South Carolina Highway Patrol to investigate Mr. Smith's death in 2015. Seems that they didn't want this to be looked at any further. Never mind that there was no evidence of an actual hit and run or him being struck by a vehicle. Yet, that's what medical examiner Dr. Aaron Presnell put down. Continuing on June 23rd, 2021, Sled opened an investigation into the death of Stephen Smith after Sled agents received information about his death and subsequently reviewed the SCHP investigative file. From SCHP cases notes, it was apparent that the SCHP did not believe Mr. Smith's death was a hit and run by a motor vehicle. Sled's investigation into the death of Mr. Smith was never closed. It remains a homicide investigation. Progress has been made, and Sled's investigation is active and ongoing. Since the beginning of Sled's investigation, the goal has been to find out how Mr. Smith died and to find the person or persons responsible for his death. To that end, Sled Chief Mark Keel has assigned additional Sled Low Country regional agents to work this case in the hopes that those who may know what happened to Mr. Smith are more willing to speak freely than they may have been in 2015 or 2021. If you have information regarding the death of Stephen Smith, you can call Sled 803-737-9000 is that phone number. Ask for investigative services. Tips can also be submitted to tips@sled.sc.gov. The winding, twisted road to the truth continues to stretch on as dark secrets continue to be brought to light, and the memory of a young man who had met an untimely end continues to haunt the heart of South Carolina. Sandy, undeterred, continues her quest for justice, hoping that one day her beloved son's memory will be honored with the truth. As the shadows of the Murdaugh family loom large, the people of South Carolina are left to wonder what secrets still lie beneath the surface of this powerful dynasty. And when will the truth finally be revealed?
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Oh, this is just getting deeper and deeper and moving faster and faster. Probably more movement on this investigation in the last week than there has been in 7 years. It's funny how that works when a fire is lit under something and there's public pressure to do the right thing. Hopefully, the right thing is done. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any of our breaking updates and discussions on this case and more. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.